Simplify your life today.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke fighting for that power for the Fed. Why should you care? I'll explain. The Secret Service got slapped on the hand. They had to put three people on leave over the gate crashing deal at the state dinner last weekend. So what's the fallout from that? What does it mean? How safe can a president be when anybody can crash the party? That is the craziest thing still. And now neighbors are saying that Tiger was lying in the middle of the road snoring. We can't get enough of Tiger Woods. He's on every magazine cover. I don't care if it's a gossip rag or something a little bit more mainstream. I noticed today when cruising for groceries that every mag and every newspaper I went by, no kidding, had him on the cover. Now, there was a golf magazine cover where he was there with the president. It had nothing to do with this situation, so obviously it was something that had been pushed out a week or two before. And it seems like every day you're just waiting for another shoe to drop, some other woman, some other situation. Oh, there's talk of a press conference. Someone's going to give the details. He is, I'll tell you what, he's got to be like a turtle just trying to put his head inside the shell and not deal with all of this. And I know I've said this before, but I have never received so many jokes about one person. You know, there's been notorious things that have happened in the almost 4 years that I've done America Tonight, from be it politicians and philandering or somebody doing something just flat out stupid or some criminal activity or whatever. Just the easy things to pick on, like the astronaut who wore the diaper to go after the girlfriend of her ex-boyfriend who was an astronaut, that weird triangle. Yeah, and that was easy to rip on. But this takes the cake. I'm not kidding you. Because it was just made for creating different kinds of jokes. There's a horrible picture that's flying around of Tiger and his wife, and she has a golf club in her hand. And I won't say what his face looks like, but he looks like a boxer that got hammered and didn't have any way to defend himself. And that picture is everywhere. I'm saying everywhere. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some of the things that we're going to dip into as we meander through this hour of ATM. And a quick reminder right from the get-go, don't forget in our third hour, we do that nail the score thing. And that means that our computer randomly at the mothership in Minneapolis randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about sports. You could hate sports. Politics is more your game. You're just ready to jump on the soapbox and chew up and spit out the windbags on the hill. But this is your chance to lighten the load and win some great prizes. You just have to pick a team and give a numerical guess. 27 to 17, 27 to nothing. I don't know, 54 to 13. The stranger the score, probably the better chance you have of beating the system and winning it all. Well, speaking of beating the system, I mentioned this. The Secret Service had to take three people and make an example of them. The head of the Secret Service mentioned on Thursday that the security breach at last week's White House state dinner was an aberration. I hope so. So three ununiformed officers were on leave. And the president said that his confidence in the Secret Service is unshaken. You know, they're crawling into a hole over this. So is the Homeland Security. They're not happy about it, too. In the meantime, you've got this panel in questioning what happened, in questioning how were these mistakes made and whatnot. So what that means is, the Salehis, how did they circumvent the system? They got in without invitations, and they also got to the White House Social Secretary, Desiree Rogers, and Desiree Rogers didn't want to appear and declined. The Salehis didn't want to appear and declined. So the question becomes, who do you have testifying, or who did you have earlier testifying about what happened? Well, it's just the typical grilling the Secret Service agency over it. You didn't have any of the prime players in this. That would have made it more interesting to hear what the Salehis said. I mean, how did they get there? How did they, you know, how did they find themselves in this situation? So supposedly they're going to have authorize a subpoena for them to testify. That's when it'll get more interesting and when we're going to care about it, because I want to know what they did to get through the tightest drum security that you often see. How did they get around it so that everybody can learn from this and take something from it to know next time to be a little bit more, cautious? And the social secretary not wanting to testify either. So then you've got Congressman Pete King from New York accusing the White House of stonewalling and not permitting her to appear because it was the White House that refused. He thinks the White House is either afraid of something or they don't want to take any heat for what happened last week. So they're protecting her from some reason. Something fell through the cracks. And the idea is you're supposed to get to the bottom of this. Now, the Salehis had a reason they wanted to do it. They wanted their little 15 minutes of fame. They're trying to get a part on a Bravo reality show, The Real Housewives of D.C., and were filmed by the TV show around town as they prepared for the White House dinner. So that was their motivation. And so crashing it wasn't, okay, we're going to just see if we can get in. They crashed it knowing full well this would probably seal the deal for them. So I don't know. Let's see if the secretary actually gets subpoenaed or has to honor the request. Right now she doesn't, but let's see what happens there. And maybe the mystery will be solved. All right, I also mentioned Ben Bernanke in this fight to grab more power for the feds. I thought for a while he might be skating on thin ice, but he urged Congress not to take away the Federal Reserve Bank supervision powers or even curtail its independence. He admitted that the U.S. Central Bank has made regulatory mistakes, really, in the run-up to this huge crisis that we've obviously had now for the last 2 years. And I love the quote. He told the banking committee, "We must take care that the Federal Reserve remains effective and independent." And, you know, they were nailing him. I mean, they were respectful, I guess, but I happen to see some of this, but they were trying to nail him on all kinds of questions. And, of course, he has enough senators, it looks like, to support his renomination, but I have some massive concerns about the Fed as an institution as a whole and as to what ultimately the Federal Reserve's role should be. I think there's nothing but questions with bogus answers right and left, and I'm sorry, the big collapse that happened 2 years ago doesn't make me feel confident about the Federal Reserve at all. And in fact, it'd be great to abolish the Federal Reserve. Oh, that's blasphemy for some people, and Bernanke certainly thinks that, you know, we got to focus on unemployment. We got to focus on that. That's the biggest challenge, the biggest problem. Anything to ease away from the banks. All right, stay with us. More on that next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
All right, Bernanke defending the Fed. Oh, sorry. I'll tell you what, for me, it's about less Fed. And this, that's part of the problem. So this time around, certainly Bernanke and others are under fire from the Democrats and from the GOP on what's going on with the Federal Reserve. And he defended his record anyway as the chairman, but he admitted, as I just said, to the lapses that helped contribute to the financial crisis. And at one point he said, when I was watching, I didn't anticipate a crisis of this magnitude, and then talked about the Fed being slow in protecting us, the consumers, from high-risk mortgages during the housing bubble. It was pure greed. People were given mortgages when they could give a phony name. It didn't matter. And then it was sold off to somebody else. It's outrageous what happened with those mortgages and how underwater things still are, and how there's still another shoe to drop as far as mortgages and those arms are concerned, because now we're going to have a second wave of that. And at one point he said, we had the responsibility, the bank holding companies, we should have done more. Really? And this is the part I loved. This is a mistake we won't make again. Oh, fatal words. We have heard that before. So to me, as an institution as a whole, the apologizing for failing to recognize the crisis until it was too late, and then having to bail out the three dreaded letters, AIG and Citigroup, forget about it. I mean, to me, I think the Fed is something of the past, and it is something that's been riddled with corruption. It's like a good old boys club, I'll call it, where the dollars are flying around. You know, when you were a kid And some radio stations still do this. And you go out to a fair and they have that grab a dollar thing. I think that's what it's like. They're just grabbing up the money and then coming up with the excuses. But he'll probably stay as the Federal Reserve chairman. I don't even think it's so much Bernanke as it is the system as a whole and the idea of the central bank, obviously. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor, my friend. Hello.
Hey, Kate.
What's up?
Hey, you know, Kate, I ain't always sound maybe like a conspiracy theorist or something like that, you know? But back in with Kerry, the Democrats tried to run on the anti-war platform, you know, and they lost the election to Bush, barely. And so the next time around, you know, they said, well, the Americans ain't going to change parties for the war. Maybe they'll change parties for their pocket. And 2 years before this thing ever went down, back in 06 or in 07, you know, John McCain and a couple of them were telling, you know, the House Finance Committee, which was where Obama was assigned to when he became a senator. And look, you got to do something about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because they're writing bad mortgages, and this thing's going to come back and slam us. And right there, Obama said, hey, that's how I'm going to get in the presidency. We'll just destroy the American economy. Who cares if a few extra million people are out of jobs? Man, we got the power now. We can make everything right. So they knew what the Fed sit there and said, we didn't know. They knew what was going on all along, Kate. Hey, this is just politics. That's why in a year from now, well, this economy will probably be completely turned around. We'll be moving down the road, and by the time Obama comes up for re-election, everybody will be going, oh, hey, my pocket's good. Everything's okay. Sure, let's re-elect him. It's just politics. They play politics with people's jobs. They play politics with, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable, Kate. This was coming down. He was part of that committee, you know, and he basically said, no, we don't need to do nothing. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they knew it was bad.
I know.
And that was the only way the Democrats were going to get in the presidency. Oh, we've got to get, because Americans vote by their pocketbook, Kate. They want their meals on the table. They want their extra cars or whatever. You know?
Right.
Anyway, though, so I just can't believe this guy. I heard that today. We did. Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me. Like some big surprise. And then you see Bank of America paid back their $45 billion. All these companies took out money. And at the time, I think you remember you and I said, no way. Don't do it. You know, I think we both said AIG maybe because it was so international. You know, how many, you know, it could have maybe messed up the economy completely, you know. Worldwide.
Sure.
But, you know, it was just like, you know, and now you see all these guys giving their money back because guess what? We don't want the government telling us what to do. You know, forget that. So we don't want the government owning part of our company. So, you know, I was totally, for the most part, against giving, you know, hey, business is business, Kate. Your company goes bankrupt. Sorry. You know?
Right.
Somebody else.
Well, they're not giving you and I handouts if that happens. You're right.
Exactly right. You know, if somebody else comes in and picks up the same slack and does a better job with it, you know. If GM goes under, guess what? There'll be either Ford will get bigger or, you know, or some other car companies will come in and take up the slack, you know. But anyway, though, hey, two other things real quick. Obama's speech and everything about the troop surge and all that, right?
Right, yeah.
So I was listening to some of that, and I didn't get to talk to you the other night, and I was thinking about that, and I said, well, okay. So now he's got, like, 2011, and that's the date where he wants the Afghanis to be able to take over control, just like the Iranians at Iraq, I mean, the Iraqis have done, you know, take over their own security, and we're to be there as a limited basis as we're pulling our troops out. You guys get stronger. You have a deal. Well, there's a big difference here, Kate, between those two countries. Iraq has a ton of oil, okay? They have a main revenue source, okay?
That's right.
You know what the revenue source for Afghanistan is, right?
Poppies!
You're darn right, heroin.
Mm-hmm.
The world drug trade. And that's where the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are getting their money from right now, from those poppy fields, you know, to keep fighting us. And, you know, like, I mean, you got to have money to buy weapons and And so the point being is that, okay, so let's say 2011 rolls around. Well, where is the Afghani government going to get the money to have the troops? You know, I mean, when you're building an army, you got to have money to fund it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the Iraqis have got the money right now probably to fund their own military. I mean, they've got, you know, because they've got a revenue source. They have the oil. But what if you're going to sell the Afghani government? Well, we need you to sell heroin, more heroin to the United States so you can fund your government. You know, that ain't going to work that way. So, you know, this idea of that, and this is possibly why it's taken so long, 8 years now. And you think, well, gee, 8 years, don't you think Afghans could be, you know, running their own country? We're talking, this is a very, very poor country. Iraq's a very rich country. They have a lot of money because of the oil. But Afghanistan's totally different. And I'm not so sure when this 2011 rolls around, you know, well, yeah, they might have 100, 200,000 troops trained. But are they going to have the money to support them? Or are we going to just be sending them aid every year to, you know, basically paying for their military to beat, you know, to fight the Taliban? And of course, you know, until we cut out the poppy fields, you know, Taliban, then, you know, they're just going to keep their revenue source going, too. So I don't know. I just was thinking about, it was a thought I had, you know, is like, yeah, okay, how are the Afghans going to fund their military?
Right, that's huge. Absolutely, there's huge differences. It's exactly what I talked about. Well, you and I have talked about this before. There's huge differences in the two countries, and it was it's excellent what you pointed out. The oil, the differences, and then remember the people too in Afghanistan, illiterate, almost whatever 90-some% illiterate, not the same with the Iraqis. There are some giant differences between those two countries, and it's infuriating. I think the speech, too, it was, to me, I don't know, it seemed, I went back again for a third time and listened to it. It seemed very lackluster. There was no win or victory or any of that kind of stuff. But it's politics. You said it right from the start when you jumped on the air with us, Don. Everything is about politics and maneuvering and positioning for whatever the next play is.
Hey, Kate, one last thing. Okay, I thought about the Tiger Woods situation. Boy, is he in the hot house right now, but I think I came up with the perfect idea for his wife. Okay, she just said, you know, big boy, you couldn't behave yourself when you're away from me, you know? I mean, can you imagine if he goes to the next golf tournament he goes on? Do you think she's sitting back going, oh, he's being faithful to me? You know? So here's what she needs to do. She needs to say simple, you know, we're worth $200-300 million, right? Is that what Tiger's worth, you think, somewhere around there?
Right.
He doesn't need any more money. Right?
That's
so
right.
She just say, hey buddy, you either love me or you love golf. Take your pick. We'll see which one he chooses, right?
That's right. I think he's gonna stay with the putter, if you know what I mean. Thanks, Dono. Coming up next, we have the dungeon and some Tiger jokes.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. loans. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of Seven Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
So those climate emails were debated at a House hearing. We're going to talk about that in a second. But before that, we have a dungeon moment coming up. Andrew Zellner, he's taken over the reins of ATN for Matt Johnson, who was off celebrating his birthday and looking for Mrs. Wright. He took like 15 of his friends. They all have to vote. And so he decided where are the most beautiful women in the world? And he decided Arizona was it. It was either that or he really wanted to go see the Vikings on the road. So they decided to go to the desert. We can't wait to hear how that trip went for him. So, Andrew, say hello to the audience.
Hello.
I like that. Hello. You have nice pipes. Are you a voiceover guy?
No, I'm just very well spoken.
I'm very well spoken. All right, we'll see how good you are at nailing the score. Because you're a fill-in, I mean, you're not eligible, and none of us are, for the grand prize. But I'll tell you what, if you nail the score, we'll send you a little something.
Sounds good.
Not the cell phone, but something, okay? All right, so he's going to get the dungeon ready. And before we do that, before we tread over there, I cannot help it because I have just too many of these Tiger Woods jokes. And we're going to test this on the audience at Minneapolis. You know, in our plush studios at the Mothership, it's kind of like the Leno audience. They can see me through a big screen that they have there in the studios, and I'm in the satellite studio. And sometimes they fall asleep because they've been there watching other shows and participating. So usually, and Andrew doesn't know this, I'm sure Matt didn't tell him, but sometimes we send Matt out to the local grocery store to get some of that five-hour energy or Red Bull or whatever it is, just so that they can be juiced up and ready. Because we don't have those applause signs. We just expect the audience to be ready for whatever comes their way. All right, so here are some of the Tiger Woods jokes, the latest ones that I have. Tiger said the fault of the accident was his Escalade. You know, it's typical of a golfer. Always blame the caddy. That is so good. Yeah. How about this one? I made it all the way out of my driveway this morning. For once, I had a better drive than Tiger Woods. That's pretty good. Oh, come on. Nasty. Usually people from Minnesota are such wonderful people. What's up with that crap? And then here's a good one, too. I hope I didn't tell this one before, but I've now heard this 100 times, so I'm confused. What do baby seals and Tiger Woods have in common? Do, do, do. Both were clubbed by a Scandinavian. So, oh. Yeah. Oh, there's so many more, too. It's sad. But Tiger Woods isn't going in the dungeon. No, we have somebody better. And sadly, I used to talk to this kid on the air a bunch, and I really like him, so it's nothing personal. But what is Adrian Peterson doing going 109 miles an hour? You know, that's about twice the posted speed limit. He was in Minneapolis. He was on a suburban highway last weekend. And it's funny, somehow it came up on the police blotter, and he was questioned about it by a reporter and said, well, I got a little speeding ticket. I need to be more aware of the speed I was going. What, do you think he was on the Autobahn or something? All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for the Indy 500. And this was 8:30 on a Saturday night. He was in his BMW. It was a 55-mile-per-hour zone. And it's a pretty busy stretch of road. He could have killed himself and somebody else, too. It's lucky that that didn't happen. So that is a no-no, Adrian. It's fine to go fast when you're on the field, but do you really want to go 109 when you're in that kind of an area where one flick in a different direction, whether you flinch or somebody else does, and it's all over. At least, I mean, hey, at least he stopped and he didn't try to take off, but of course he's not going to do that. So he was issued a citation, because that's an incredible speed, and he has 21 days from the date of the citation to challenge it in court, and that is just crazy irresponsible driving. I mean, just crazy. The good news is because he was going that fast, he'll have to be on his feet for a little bit. There's an automatic suspension for anything over 100 miles an hour. So like I said, just because he can tear it up on the gridiron, it's crazy that he was going that fast and lost track of how fast he was going. So sorry, Adrian, I do like you, but that was a bonehead move. So we're going to let you sit in the dungeon for at least a couple of nights, okay? Andrew Zellner, he's our man that now is charged with getting the dungeon ready. I think, and because, of course, he's in Minnesota, he probably actually cleaned up the place a little bit, but throw him in for me.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, absolutely. I just cannot come up with an excuse for that one. Cannot do it. All right, we have some serious things that we're going to talk about here on the airwaves, too, including some things that I mentioned a little bit earlier. I don't know if I jumped to this or not, but we have been talking about this, the idea of what's going on in Pakistan. Now, the White House is authorizing an expansion of the drone program in the Pakistan tribal area, and it's obviously going to parallel, since it's happening now, the president's decision to send more troops to Afghanistan. Remember, one of the things that we heard over and over again, I shouldn't say over and over again, but a couple of times during that speech, was that Western Pakistan is a hot zone, is a danger area for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So how long have we been talking about the drones, and why aren't we doing more with the drones? And finally, oh, yeah, let's send more drones. Let's do that, because that's what we should be doing in Pakistan. We could strike there. And here we have troops in Afghanistan. It's the perfect thing to do. And we can increase covert pressure on Al-Qaeda and its allies while we've got the ground guys pushing back the Taliban advances in Afghanistan. And this is how we can eliminate any sort of a, what we call, safe haven for militants in that area. And, you know, the funny thing is the drone program, I think, could be really, really successful. But as I read in one of the newspapers I was reading today, that it is one of the worst kept secrets, certainly to come out of Washington. It is something that could be, I think, massively successful. And you could throw terrorist operations into complete chaos. And even though you've got cooperation from the Pakistani intelligence folks, you've got massive anger in that country. And I don't understand it, why it's generated all these problems. And I guess the reason is because the press in that country is saying that the drone campaign relies mostly on sketchy reports in the Pakistani press. And so the numbers are wrong. And, you know, you've got about 80 missile attacks from drones in less than 2 years, and they've killed more than 400 what we would call enemy fighters. So they're saying that the numbers aren't right and the collateral damage isn't right either, and it's the collateral damage that they're concerned about. People who were either near the major terrorists or some of the places, some of the facilities that were used by the terrorists, and that's their problem with it, that you've had, you know, the casualties is just over 20. Well, okay, you've nailed 40 enemy fighters who want to blow up your country, who want to blow up your people, and you've had just slightly over 20 civilian casualties. See, there's no way to fight these wars without some collateral damage. Nobody wants to see civilians die, but inevitably there is always the possibility of collateral damage, especially in the areas that we're talking about. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Katie. First of all, the Tiger Woods joke, the last one about the SEALs, you know you're going to make them people from PETA mad with that comment.
I know.
deeply tasty animals. And I know why Matt went to Arizona instead of staying in Minnesota. Because you know what they call a good-looking lady in Minnesota?
What?
A tourist.
That was good.
Okay. I don't understand. I'm with you on this. How do you, you know, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, they stay mingled in the neighborhoods because, you know, our soldiers are told, well, you can't do this. If there's innocent civilians, you can't fire back, and so forth. So they're putting so many rules of engagement on these guys. And the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, of course, you're going to stay in more populated areas, densely populated areas. But how are you supposed to weed them out? That's part of casualties of war. That's how war goes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot. The hands are so tied with the rules of engagement as it is for the guys in Afghanistan. Now we're talking about these drones that have had some pretty good successes. And you're going to have some of those casualties because that's exactly what Al-Qaeda and the Taliban is doing. More on the flip side.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Of Climate Gate. Remember, I was telling you that Barbara Boxer was saying that the hackers should face criminal investigation and maybe charges over what now we all are calling Climate Gate. But somebody forgot to tell Senator Boxer, and I think we mentioned this last night, that you can't go after the folks in Russia. We don't have any jurisdiction there because that's where those emails came from the scientists. So, and who hacked in, that's apparently where it came from. Sorry, but there's no way that we can do that unless, you know, the hacker was from someplace else, but it's looking like, no, that's not the case at all. I mean, here's the problem with this. It's a bad timing for those that are really pushing hard with their foot to the pedal on global warming. And I've said this all along, there's really deep divisions on whether or not we're seeing the effects of global warming and ultimately what the future holds, because you've got scientists that will tell you it's a bunch of bunk and it's all about money money, money, and the green movement, and then others that say, okay, here's information, here's what we've been researching, here's what we're showing, and yeah, we can prove this out, and then those emails come out, and it didn't do anything for the cause, let's say, especially with Copenhagen right around the corner. You've got India saying that they're not going to sign a binding emissions cut, anything that has to do with that. And, of course, you want to talk about just polluters. They would be one of the biggest polluters based on the population, et cetera, but we already know that. But they said they're not going to do that, and they're not going to do that as far as any kind of cut during a peak year of carbon emissions, according to some. But it's, again, ultimately what you believe and what you think is bogus information. And the emails certainly didn't do anything to help the cause of global warming. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Sweetie, I'm glad you're talking about this. I'll come right back to this. Let me just jump around a little bit. I really appreciated my call last night. I was concise, and I thought I made a good addition to your program.
You did. It was a good call, yes.
Really quick, about the Navy SEALs, this website is not up yet, but if they're not cleared, there's going to be some guy who was in the Navy. He's a retired vet. He's going to do, I think it's freetheseals.com or .org, free the SEALs. Remember, folks, these Navy SEALs have to be exonerated for what they did. That's just one thing. I want to talk about the climate gate and how it relates to Goldman Sachs and Ben Bernanke's testimony. A little circuitous, but I promise you, you'll like this.
Okay.
First of all, Al Gore is not going to Copenhagen. He was supposed to make a speech. I heard this today on Shortwave. He's been shouting down by a bunch of groups called WeAreChange.com. They're all over the country. They're confronting him, and these people are being assaulted by his security people. He is a criminal, okay? Now, the reason I bring this up is you mentioned Barbara Boxer. They refuse to acknowledge the fact that this is a hoax, America. I talked about it years ago. The Kyoto Treaty was written by the European bankers and the elites to just simply take money from the first world and basically our country and bring our standard of living down, hand it out. As a matter of fact, in the new issue of Rolling Stone, which has Shakira on the cover, by the way, she's only 5'2". I didn't even realize that. And she likes
yes,
Pink Floyd.
Well.
She likes Pink
mm-hmm.
Floyd, and I still love her even more for that. In the new issue of Rolling Stone, I think it was Naomi Wolf. Is that her name? She's a writer.
Uh-huh.
She
uh-huh.
talked about worldwide reparations to the third world for climate change, for pollution. I mean, well, for climate change. But it's not happening. See, it's falling down. These emails are telling the truth. They saw how they wanted to see how they could fool the people, how they could just get people indoctrinated into believing it. These people that are involved in this at the UN, Al Gore, the bankers in America and in Europe, because who was setting up the carbon credits to benefit from this? Bankers Goldman Sachs. You talked about Ben Bernanke.
Right, right.
Paulson was, when the whole collapse happened, I know I'm jumping around, but follow me. Paulson was on the phone with Geithner and Bernanke and all these other people at Goldman Sachs while he was Treasury Secretary. They planned this collapse purposely to make billions of dollars. They all have to be indicted and investigated. Barbara Boxer doesn't want to talk about it. They're even asking Holdren, who is a eugenicist. Folks, if you don't know what eugenicism is, just read about it. It's about killing off people that are undesirable. That's what this guy Holdren is about, and so will everybody in Obama's administration. They are, I don't want to say, look, I'll say it, they're like Nazis. That's how bad these people are. I know it's extreme, but this is what these guys are about. So the Holdren is being asked to go, he's being confronted by this. The Goldman Sachs people, they were going to make the money with the carbon credits. It's falling down around them. And what I fear, your listeners who are well-informed may know of Lord Monckton in Europe, who exposed the climate treaty in Copenhagen, which Obama, he's going head fast towards it. I would be surprised, and I'll make this prediction, if Lord Monckton survives the next 6 months, because he's threatening the whole world order, this global world mm-hmm. government they want to set up, and it's crashing down. And we're talking trillions of dollars, folks. Treaties are being signed. Food rationing for the third world that we've been feeding forever. People have died because of this farce. And they refused to let other scientists who knew about it, they pushed them aside. They had them demoted. They had people wouldn't have their scientific papers published. This, I'm glad you brought it up because, and you gave me so much time because all these criminals are connected, especially Al Gore and these bankers at Goldman Sachs. But there's just one over another. If you saw that they want to push Timothy Geithner out, they're saying he's going to kick out. Who's going to be pushed in? Jamie Simon. He was
right,
also at Goldman Sachs. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised Bank of America is paying the TARP money back because we flooded them with money. It's just, it's an ongoing Ponzi scheme. And I think it was Don that said that, you know, it's all policy. That's true. And he thinks that maybe in 6 months or a year, everything will be fine. I hope it is. But with the way where we spent the deficit, I don't know
right.
how it can get better.
I don't either.
So I would think that they're going to try to force a collapse, you know. I'm not trying to be, you know, gloom and doom.
Doom and gloom.
But you have to look at what everything that's going on. And I, John Crudell of the New York Post, John Crudell, he's got a website. He's been following this, and he wants Bernanke asked. He wants to ask him questions. He wants to prosecute it. He said because the Federal Reserve, they knew what was going on.
They
knew. And Goldman Sachs even spent. Remember, that a couple of weeks ago, it came up in the news, and it went right out about the $500 million they wanted to you know, help businesses or minority-owned businesses or housing, because they Goldman Sachs was betting on housing going down at the same time that their people, the top people, were telling everybody that would listen that housing was going to keep going up, and they were betting on it going down so they could make money. This is the truth, America. It's the truth.
It is
We've
the truth,
been
yeah.
suckered, and
especially with the Federal Reserve.
The Congressional Black Caucus had a meeting with Timothy Geithner and Rahm Emanuel and Maxine Waters. She's screaming that, you know, the administration is not doing what they want. But she's under a cloud herself because her husband was involved in his bank in Boston that was bailed out with TARP money. And that's apparently now they want more money for minority-owned businesses and more contracts because Obama said, well, this is what we're going to do if we get in. And now the bankers are telling them, you're doing what we tell you. You see, that's the way it is. He's a puppet just like George Bush was. And God bless you, baby. I'll call you Sunday night.
All right, made some good points, Mark did there, and it's exactly, he's sewing up some of what we said earlier, and that's my problem with Ben Bernanke, and it's true, it's the tentacles of Goldman Sachs, and it's just one replacement player after another, but it's the same thing. That's why Congressman Ron Paul has pushed for a long time now to get rid of the Federal Reserve to look into the Federal Reserve to investigate what's happening at the Federal Reserve. And nobody wants it. Nobody wants to hear about that because here's the deal. They have a stranglehold on what's happening to the financial system. And it's like Mark said, follow the money. It's obviously set up so that they can line their pockets. You can see it. It goes back to that same theory over and over and over again, which is why I'm going to leave you with this quote on money that I think you'll like from Clint Murchison Jr. He said, money is like manure. If you spread it around, it does a lot of good. But if you pile it up in one place, it stinks like hell.